JRDOnline.com, online aggregator, now searching for Tatooine TV audio and video signal. Audio signal located. Now attaching to audio signal. Still searching for video signal. Still searching for video signal. Video signal not found. Audio signal now playing.
StarWarsFanWorks.com, the home of Star Wars fan audio on the internet. It's your home for Star Wars fan audio genre news, a comprehensive catalog of fan-made Star Wars radio shows, parody tales, and serious audio dramas. With behind-the-scenes features, a message board, reviews, tutorials, convention coverage, an internet movie database-style directory of the entire Star Wars fan audio community, and the only fan audio community-recognized Star Wars Fan Audio Academy Awards held each year. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Hi, I'm Rex. I'm a dog, and you may say, "What is a dog doing recording?" And you know, dogs don't speak English and all that kind of stuff. But I say, you know, it's a new day for dogs, and I'm here to let you know that you know, dogs just don't sleep and want to walk and eat and do other things. You know, it's a new day for dogs, and I drug my master's iPod out of his room, and I listened to this Tatooine TV. Roof! The postman just came. And so, anyway, this Tatooine TV was... Roof! Jehovah's Witness. And so, it was funny, the Tatooine TV. So, I want to tell you that you need to listen to these Tatooine TVs and subscribe. It's a podcast and... Tell your friends, woof, there's a cat across the street. And also send an email because it's great. And also, you know, be nice to dogs, okay? So here we go with a new Tatooine TV. Woof, woof. Something outside. Anyway. You've heard of snakes on a plane. But you've never heard the terror of rancors on a Star Destroyer. Yes, Commander, I know it's a fine plan. I know that we will be destroying all the Ewoks and the Rebels. Unfortunately, I need to step away for just a moment. I need to visit the room. I shall return. Rancors on a Star Destroyer coming soon to your galaxy, or maybe your bathroom.
Hey, can you believe it, Ralph? We're almost done painting this reactor shaft.
I know, Sam. How long did it take us?
Well, it was 3 weeks this time because you kept dropping your paintbrush.
Hey, there's a lot of wind in these shafts.
Shh, keep your voice down. We're right underneath the Emperor's throne room.
Really?
Yep, he's right up there.
That's interesting. I hear a lot of strange things about the Emperor.
Like what?
They say he overdid it in the tanning booth when he was younger.
I guess that's why he wears that hood all the time.
Maybe. But have you seen his teeth? Gross, man. Gross.
Yeah. The Empire's got some great dental coverage. I guess the Emperor's just a busy guy.
He needs to look into dental veneers or something. He's way beyond just a good cleaning to fix his smile.
Hey.
What?
I got a secret, but you can't tell anyone.
Okay, but you missed a spot right there.
Okay, how's that?
Got it. Now, about this big secret of yours.
I'm gonna quit this job.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am.
Sam. Your father worked on the first Death Star. He painted every panel on that place until...
I know what you're going to say, and I will not die in an explosion on this Death Star.
How can you be so sure?
I bought these DVDs.
Star Trek?
Heck no, I hate those movies. I bought those Tony Robbins Talk Yourself Into Wealth DVDs, and you know, they really work.
Come on, the only person becoming a millionaire because of those DVDs is Tony Robbins.
I'm serious. I started saying the affirming statements. I will be happy. I will be happy. And guess what?
Tony Robbins charged you another $100?
No. I bought this lottery ticket, and I know it's going to win.
Well, we're at the bottom of the reactor core, so if you drop it, no big deal.
Nice. Shh. They're announcing the numbers. Now I'm going to turn on the radio.
Welcome to the Intergalactic Lottery, brought to you by JRD Online.
I will be happy. I will be happy. Come on, say it with me.
I will be stupid.
Oh, stop it. You're just jinxing me now.
The first number is 7.
7, yes, it's working, I told you.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Second number is 3.
3, see, yes.
That's amazing.
I told you.
The third number is
6.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win.
I feel like it's working for me too. I'm gonna start making some real changes in my life.
Fourth number is 4.
Yes, I'm gonna buy a big house on the moon, 2 land speeders, and a Bluetooth comlink.
I know. I'm telling the Emperor that I want a raise, and I want it now.
The fifth and final number is
1.
1.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
So happy. That's incredible.
Our lives are going to change. Our lives are going to change.
Hey, was that... was that the Emperor?
Ralph, I got a bad feeling about this.
Sam, did you get lottery ticket insurance?
My master's home. I'm gonna act like I'm excited. Okay, hey, she said something that I think I'm gonna get a haircut or something, because she said cutting, snipping something. And I know, there she comes. But anyway, she's gonna take me to the vet, I think. It's weird because the vet doesn't usually do hair cutting, but I don't know, maybe it's a vet and a clipper place, you know, dog groomer. I don't know, vet and groomer, I don't know. But I'm excited because, you know, she's going to take me there, so I'm going to get snipped at the vet. I don't know what that means, but I'm excited. So, okay, before I go, this Tatooine TV, episode 31, is a Jeff Roney Designs production. Jeff Roney, he's a funny guy. He's funny. Anyway, for full credit information, if you want to see that, go to jrdonline.com. And you can see all that kind of stuff. Please subscribe to the podcast. I know Jeff would appreciate it. And, you know, I would too, because I'm a part of it now. So anyway, do that. Send an email, jeff.roney@gmail.com. It takes me a lot because my paws are so big to type that in. But anyway, you can do that. And also, visit the website, too. Anyway, okay. The master's coming. I got to go. So I'll talk to you after I get snipped at the vet. Okay? See you later.